The producer behind the sensationally successful Buena Vista Social Club helped reunite another icon of world music this year, Senegal's famed Orchestra Baobab. They released their first album in more than a decade, and as Banning Air reports, they made a real splash with their first ever U.S. tour.
On a perfect summer afternoon in New York's Central Park, the 10 members of Orchestra Baobab sauntered on stage with horns, guitars, and drumsticks, and New Yorkers were in a swoon from the first notes. Orchestra Baobab took Cuban music, which came from Africa in the first place, and readapted it using African languages, rhythms, and melodies. This was all happening in the 1970s, a time when innovative new sounds were bubbling up in African cities, mixing local roots with salsa, R&B, jazz, rock, even French pop. Baobab became the toast of Dakar, one of West Africa's most cosmopolitan cities. I spoke with Baobab's lead guitarist Bartolomé Atiso backstage at a recent concert.
Au Starbound, lorsque la boîte du Baobab club a été créée.
Atiso told me he was a teacher from Lomé, Togo, another West African country, and he'd come to Senegal to study law, taking up guitar as a way to earn cash at night. He bought an instrument and a method book published by Senegalese Islamic clerics. He set about lifting guitar parts off records and lingering outside popular bars to listen in on bands playing tango, jazz, rumba from the Congo, highlife from Ghana, and above all, Afro-Cuban music. Atiso landed a gig with the legendary Star Band, but soon he was recruited to play in a new house band at the Club Baobab. Atiso says he went to school by day and played music by night. As for sleeping, Atiso says he got used to arriving home at 4 o'clock in the morning and getting up 3 hours later for school. He says it wasn't unusual. Many of the players in Dakar's top bands worked by day as lawyers and government functionaries. Their ability to inject West African elements into international music genres was central to their appeal, and still is today. Listen to young Senegalese singer Assane Boup with his soaring Latin-tinged vocals in the Wolof language. Orchestra Baobab disbanded in 1987. Around that time, producer Nick Gold released Baobab's classic album Pirate's Choice, and it became an underground favorite. In 2001, with the sensational Buena Vista Social Club success behind him, Gold decided to re-release Pirate's Choice, and that was the spark that led to Baobab's reunion. Atiso got the call in his law office in Lomé, and he didn't hesitate.
Donc, j'ai dit oui. Et le soir, quand j'ai fermé mon cabinet, je suis rentré à la maison, j'ai pris la guitare pour voir si j'étais encore capable d'être utile.
Atiso got a rude surprise when he went home and picked up his guitar after some 10 years. I couldn't play anymore, he says. My fingers couldn't find the right frets. I couldn't even make chords. It really upset me to have lost all that God gave me. But by the time Baobab hit the studio to record this new album, Specialists in All Styles, Atiso was up to his old tricks, like putting a psychedelic touch on the Cuban classic El Son Te Llama. This album is a gem, not only for its rich production values, but for the joyful spirit with which the musicians dig into their old repertoire.
Si quand on joue ce morceau-là, il est difficile à ce que les musiciens.
Singer Rudy Gomez is talking about the Baobab classic On verra ça. We will see.
Difficile que les musiciens soient face la cour.
He says the song names the wives of each band member in order to discourage women in the audience who might be getting ideas about those handsome lads on the bandstand. It's 26 years later now, but Baobab still kicks out the stops on this one. A high point in the recent Baobab recording session was the moment when Cuban singer Ibrahim Ferrer of the Buena Vista Social Club made a guest appearance.
Et on a dit bon, on va faire quelque chose tout de suite là, tout de suite, tout de suite. Pas de répétition ni rien.
Rudy Gomez says they worked quickly, without rehearsing. He started out singing in an African language Ferrer couldn't understand, and then Ferrer sang in Spanish, which none of the Baobab musicians really speak. As it turned out, all four singers on the track improvised lyrics on the same subject, love. Well, maybe that's not such a surprise, but the track is gorgeous. This track also stands out for the participation of Senegalese superstar Youssou N'Dour. N'Dour, like many of the Baobab players, is a veteran of the Star Band, and he traveled to London to help produce their comeback recording. The result is a powerful reaffirmation of African pop music's glory years, a vision of a world connected, harmonizing, and working together to brighten Africa's post-colonial future. That work goes on, and thankfully, so does the music. Banning Air, NPR News.
And Happy New Year from All Things Considered and from everyone at NPR News.